what New Age leaders should do. And by New Age leaders, I consider those team leaders that are actually breathing in and breathing out artificial intelligence. Not only tech guys, but everybody whose business is influenced by artificial intelligence. And honestly saying, I cannot imagine a business that artificial intelligence is not changing today. What the New Age leaders should care about. And there are three elements: mindset, skill set, and tool set. Let me start with what those are. And mindset is actually a focus on bringing artificial intelligence under the enterprise roof, by bringing that wisely. What I mean by that, and I was explaining that a little bit yesterday, is to bring artificial intelligence after carefully studying the use case we want to leverage artificial intelligence for. That mindset are focusing on looking for those use cases and leveraging artificial intelligence, not even automation, but artificial intelligence, which is machine learning, deep learning, mostly nowadays, and a lot of prediction involved in that. The second element is skill set. Skill set, actually, it needs to be scaled across organizations. Skill set means that people know how to use, very important, how to use artificial intelligence tools properly. People in organizations will not know how to build artificial intelligence engines on trained models. This is a niche from the organization perspective knowledge, only available to those that are playing, building, or fine-tuning AI models and AI mechanisms, like data analysts, machine learning engineers, machine learning prediction engineers, data visualization guys, or business analysts sometimes a little bit. That's what they know, understand. Most people need skills, a skill set about how to use specific tools. And let me give you an example. Taskade. It's a collaboration platform that leverages artificial intelligence for streamlining projects. That is a regular project management platform with AI component. And that AI component requires new skills on your employee side to leverage that tool. That skills need to be explained, built, populated, and scaled across all enterprise. And the last thing is tool set. The difference between skill set and tool set is that tool set is stick to specific tools. So when we're learning about Taskade, how it works, that tool set. But when we explain people why Taskade is working the specific way, or which AI engines are used for what, like supervised algorithms or unsupervised, that skill set. So people understand how it works. They don't need to build that. They don't need to construct that. But then at tool set level, they polish, they get the specific skills and a specific tool. The biggest mistakes leaders do is they start with tool set. So instead of bringing the mindset and building a skill set, they introduce people to tool set. So like Abacus.ai, it's a great platform for fine tuning artificial intelligence models, but it's very different when you start educating your employees from tool set perspective than giving a mindset and skill set first and then develop tool set thing. So leaders nowadays, they start with mindset and skill set before introducing the specific tools. That will higher the productivity level because people understand how to find another great tool for their process management, for their process improvement, for the productivity improvement. They will not blindly copy one tool and then stop with this tool, get stuck. If they understand your mindset and skill set, they will start chasing the next AI-powered improvement in your company. There's a history I would love to share with you, which is coming from the real-life example. Executives are not looking for artificial intelligence on machine learning implementations or data monetization. They look for solving a problem. My friend told me a story.
he works for a huge technology company and he looks after the specific market. I don't want to reveal the details because we were talking like friends, so I want to make sure that all the data is protected. But he told me this story. Arek, nobody understands what is AI, ML, or data monetization. Everybody wants to have the problems solved. And he's working for a huge company that serve billion of dollars industry. And 8 executives asked him for building a team that can step in the room and talk to those executives about different technologies. And from the executives' their perspective, that was basically solving problems. They didn't care if it's artificial intelligence, machine learning, cloud, or anything else. They just want to be a solver, problem solved. So what kind of problems they were looking for? First of all, how to acquire more customers. Second, how to lower the operational costs. Third problem they want to solve was how to make sure that the satisfaction is going up, not down, and the customers keep coming back. Those problems can be solved with artificial intelligence, machine learning, and a whole bunch of other technologies. And that gave me an idea I want to share with you today, that we should look for a problem to solve. We want to make sure that we are consultants of the artificial intelligence, data monetization, and I'm speaking about myself too. But basically, customers don't care about that. They want to have problems solved. And this is kind of thing that always struck me again. Every time, even myself, I'm writing an article or I'm publishing a video online or something like that, I'm looking at the specific issue I want to write about, like how healthcare can monetize the data or how we can make sure that predictive analytics help. But the most important for executives is to how the specific problem can be solved, how we can approach a specific problems that I already mentioned with what kind of technologies. So please consider in your business talking about problems first and then exposing AI, ML, and other elements as your specialization and focus.
How to increase your productivity from a time management perspective, still leveraging AI. Make sure that everything which you want to improve, you improve that from a time management point of view. Solutions like Toggle or Rescue Time use artificial intelligence to help you schedule tasks, streamline work, and increase your productivity up to 26%. Solutions like Toggle helped me to remove number of manual tasks by 10% and reduce number of time spent on meetings by 15%. How I did that? I used Toggle to calculate time that I put into everything, writing content, talking to customers, managing projects. And then based on the recommendations from AI engines, I could improve. So first of all, make sure that you use tools that will help you to manage your own time better. Second, make sure that those tools are in place. Why? Because we are not capable, we humans, of considering so many factors as those AI engines can consider in calculating your and streamlining your work. We probably look at our calendar, calculate how much time the specific thing will take and how much time the specific thing will actually take time. Maybe we'll consider how brain power the specific task will take, but that's probably it. Those solutions like Toggle and Rescue, they can calculate many more variables to help us streamline the work. That second reason why calculating and managing time with artificial intelligence is so important. Another and the third reason I would like to give you is dashboarding and visualization. After this customization of your time management, solutions like Toggle or Rescue Time, but there's many of them differently, they will give you a graph and dashboard, and that dashboard will let you to drag insight out of it. For instance, I realized that my communication with emails take too much time, so I purchased for $100 lifetime license of Canary Mail, and now most of my emails are at least outlined by artificial intelligence. I would strongly encourage you to do the same thing and increase your productivity with AI.
The manager's time per week is invested in meetings. So the question is,
how we can kind of unlock this time or use it more efficiently. Summarization, being crazy about summarizing stuff. Recently, Slack implemented and offered a feature in the Slack communicator and project management tool that summarized the conversations. You can summarize a lot in Bard or ChatGPT. You can use Grammarly for summarizing your text, or you can use Canary Mail app for summarizing your emails, or you can go to Microsoft Designer and build quickly summary of your Instagram or Facebook post. You can use SAP for summarizing financial information, or you can use Salesforce and a generative AI engine for summarizing information about customers. Whatever you do in your business, I would love to inspire you to summarize stuff. That's one of the things that can unlock a lot of meetings time. And the same with meetings. Instead of sitting in front of Teams or Zoom and talking and talking and then getting notes and get them done and streamline the after meeting task, use summary tools like OrderAI or Zoom.ai or any others you can find online. There's plenty of them. And summarize your meetings, highlight stuff and go forward. So unlock the time and spend this time with your teams and people. One thing I would recommend stop doing if you want to increase your team productivity. Everybody spends a lot of time on meetings, and doesn't matter which report you read, which statistics you check, everybody's saying there is too much meetings, most of the meetings are useless, nobody cares and pay attention so much and things like that. Obviously, not always meetings is useless and inefficient, but most of the time everybody agrees that there is so many meetings, but at the other time there is still so many meetings. So what I would love to recommend you consider doing is stop scheduling meetings. Yes, stop scheduling meetings and give that topic to artificial intelligence. That's one of the easiest things to do for artificial intelligence. But please remember, artificial intelligence, it's not about automation, it's about prediction. So why we should use stuff that is artificial intelligence powered to make sure that it will take care about your meetings? Well, there's an easy answer to do it, because artificial intelligence can predict when is the best time for the specific event to handle. So instead of only putting that into agenda, you can use different software, different tools to make sure that it will schedule the meetings properly in the future. There are so many tools online. I would love to recommend Googling them and find them on Google. I'm using a few of them, but I don't want to recommend any specific because they are very different. But please stop scheduling meetings and use artificial intelligence to do that for you. You will be amazed that from 15 to 20% of your time per week will be saved. And that's my personal experience, my personal observation and things I implemented just by blocking stuff for meetings, letting artificial intelligence know which meetings are more important and less important, which meetings should be 30 minutes, 15 minutes, which should be one-to-one meeting. So if you just feed artificial intelligence with those variables, it will start scheduling like crazy, saving from 10 to 20% of your time. So please, please consider stop scheduling meetings and leave it to artificial intelligence.